You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about manipulation. I want to talk about ways of defining manipulation, how to see it happening in relationships in your life, and what you can begin to do about it. Oftentimes, we are unaware when we are being manipulated. It might feel odd. It might feel off-putting. You might feel a little, well, to some degree, maybe used, or maybe even like you're kind of losing it. But you can't necessarily put a finger on it. It's that elephant in the room. We don't know exactly what's happening. So I want to share with you some ways that people manipulate others so that you can begin to see if this is happening in your own life. It could be happening in your marriage, your relationships, at work, your friends, family. There's no limits to manipulation. And oftentimes when you are being manipulated, you are completely unaware. So instead of being the victim here, I want to help you power up to be the powerful person in your life. To be able to know exactly what's happening around you, to understand, and to begin to act accordingly. Because oftentimes, until we know that we're being manipulated, we can't act accordingly. We don't know. We just feel like things are odd. They're not exactly right. Something seems off. It just doesn't seem right. And if you've ever been in a situation where you've been through this, and I have before, eventually you start adding things up. Things begin to make sense. And when you become aware of it, you go, oh, that's what's been going on the whole time. I just thought I was losing my mind. I want to start with one technique of manipulation, one that's a little higher on the scale. One that's a little more, well, it might be a little more tricky to actually make work and take somebody with a higher skill level of manipulation to do it. Now, I'm not saying a genius at all, because a manipulator, okay, hasn't really figured out consciously who they are, so they can't really be that smart. But if you are not a manipulator and you're not used to these tactics, you are unaware often of when other people are using these tactics on you. Because it doesn't come from you, because it's not you. It's not the way that you act. It's not what you do in your day-to-day life. So you're not expecting things to happen this way. So I want to begin with talking about dividing and conquering. Dividing and conquering is a very interesting component of manipulation, because the way that it's done is somewhat intricate when you are not a highly skilled manipulator, because you're not expecting this. This isn't something that you do on a day-to-day basis. So when this happens, the way they do it, they make you feel uncomfortable, they make you feel isolated, and they make you feel sad, because inevitably they're telling you that you're either a bad person or you've done something wrong or there's something wrong with you. And none of us want to hear that. And one of the ways that they do that is they tell you that someone else in your life that you both know hates you, can't stand you, never wants to be around you. I wanted to tell you, they can't tell you how they feel, but every time they see you, they do everything in their power to not throw up. Okay? Seriously. And it's usually not that dramatic of a conversation. It's usually like, hey, so-and-so just doesn't like you. I mean, they don't think you're a good person, or they don't like the way you act, or they think that you're too snooty, or they think you're hiding something. You know, I know you're not like that, but you know, there's nothing I can say to them. That's just how they feel about you. And I just wanted you to know, because I saw you talking to them the other day, and they just don't have the heart to tell you that they just don't want to talk to you. Okay? If any of you have ever been in that situation where you've been in an event the night before talking to somebody that you and your spouse or you and your girlfriend or boyfriend or friend knew, and it seemed to be okay, and the next day you're having a conversation and your spouse or your friend says, hey, you know so-and-so? And you're like, yeah. And you're like, it was really great seeing them last night. They go, yeah, you know, I need to tell you something, though. I just want to be honest with you because I want you to know what's going on. you know, he just doesn't like you. I mean, I don't know why. You know, I've tried to explain that you're a good person, but he just really doesn't want to talk to you, and he's really going out of his way. And then you're over there like, what is going on? What have I done? Why am I a bad person? I mean, what do they think that I've done? I don't know, but they don't like you. You know, I mean, you know, and you're over there thinking, oh my gosh, I'm over there talking to them. They're probably talking and thinking about how much they hate me. And it makes you what? Insecure. Makes you insecure as a person. Oh God, this person. Nobody wants to be hated by somebody else, okay? For the most part, we are a people-pleasing society. We want everybody to like us. We want to, you know, hold hands and sing kumbaya and be happy. The last thing we want to think is that we were talking to somebody that really just can't stand talking to us, doesn't have the heart to say it, and we've done something bad. Now, this is used typically this is used to divide and conquer, meaning the person that you were talking to, you were either too close to this person, or your conversation was too deep, or the other person felt scared and fearful of your relationship with that other person. And so the only way to break that relationship down, to take it apart, to break it down at the seams, is to make you feel sad and insecure about the relationship, meaning that there's something wrong with you. This person doesn't like you, because none of us want to go back up to that person and be like, hey, what's going on? Because you're going to think in the back of your head the whole time, man, they don't like me. I'm just going to avoid them because I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they don't like me, but I'm just going to avoid them. And see, now the manipulator has gotten what they want, because you and that person are no longer speaking because you don't want to lose face. So you just want to kind of avoid the situation, walk the straight line, move out of there. The next time you see them, maybe wave, but not spend any time, because you believe that this person doesn't like you. Sadly enough, this person probably has no idea what's going on. Actually, they have no idea what's going on and only think that you're being rude, eventually causing a rift on the other side as well. And the person that manipulated this whole thing from behind the scenes is now safe to not worry about the conversation happening between you and them. You know, divide and conquer is successfully used oftentimes in work and business and personal and professional lives, because it's used to get the upper hand. It's used to be able to control people through a manipulation tactic of making one person feel bad and the other person not knowing that anything's actually happening. One way that they can do this is to tell others lies about you. So if it's not just a full-on fabrication, being that the other person had no idea of anything and actually likes you and cares about you, think you're a cool person, but now you're too scared to talk to them, so now they're going to look at you like, man, God, she's rude. I thought she was nice. What's her attitude for? Acting all weird. So all of a sudden, that relationship is crushed until eventually, and I'll tell you eventually, the truth will always come out. But it might take years. It might take years, but eventually the truth does come out. Another way that they do this is, instead of just making one person totally ignorant of the situation, they tell the other person lies about you. That you're a bad person. For example, I have some clients right now who are currently going through divorce and pre-divorce situations. And the spouse has gone around and told people that they are cheaters, that they've been cheating, that they're bad people, all that stuff in between, to make people not like them. And they have no idea that this was going on, because one, they're not cheaters. They haven't cheated once in the marriage, okay? They're trying to get out of the marriage because it's awful, it's falling apart, and the spouse that's going around telling everybody that is basically trying to cover up for their own problems and trying to look like the good guy before the crap hits the fan. And this can be very interesting too, going to events and not knowing this and saying hi to somebody that you think is a friend and them snubbing you, or them looking at you and going, oh yeah, okay, yeah, you have a great day. And you're like, well, what's going on here? Somebody that you've always spoken to, somebody that's always been nice to you, and all of a sudden you're like, well, wait, what's going on? They're like, yeah, I would just, I would just assume that you should just stay on your side of the room, and I'll stay over here. I've heard enough about what you got going on. Okay? That cold shoulder. You don't understand what's happening. Very interesting. And then when you go home and ask questions about this, or you go back to the person, you know, that you're involved with as far as this triangulation, they're like, man, I don't know what's going on. Huh? I don't know what. Did you do something to her? Did you upset her? Did you do something to him? Did you say something rude? Why would they do that? They're a nice person. I don't understand. Must have been something that you did. It's interesting because when you look at all these different levels of manipulation, we are unaware that it's happening when it's not our way of thought. In order to understand a manipulator, to some degree, you either had to have studied it, been in so many relationships with so many manipulators, or had at one time been a manipulator and been reformed, or be a manipulator currently. And usually that doesn't work either, because oftentimes they don't always see what they're doing because their fear is so overwhelming. And their low self-worth is so overwhelming that to them, it isn't manipulation. It's just clear survival. It's a survival tactic at that point. And that's what they use to survive. To be the person in charge. To be that person that can control the situation, because they will never be kicked to the curb. And they can always keep that essence of what they want other people to see them as and how they want to appear in day-to-day life. Stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking about the situations, more about divide and conquering, but also sometimes when we feel like we're kind of losing it and why that is and how we're being manipulated. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about manipulation. Are you feeling manipulated in your day-to-day life? Do you know if you're being manipulated? And I think oftentimes we are unaware of it. We feel odd about things. We feel maybe lonely about certain stuff. And we don't really understand where it's coming from. We really don't know. And so I'm shining some light into skills of manipulation. And eventually I'll explain why people manipulate for the most part. And right before the break, I was talking about dividing and conquering. Splitting people up based on telling you that the person doesn't like you, that they really can't stand you, but they're too nice to tell you, making you feel as though, oh my God, I don't want to go back up and talk to that person again when I see them. I feel awful. I can't believe, what have I done for them to hate me? But so the last time I talked to them, they were just being nice because they don't like me. Oh yeah, that happens a lot. That's always a good way of keeping people separated because of our ego and because of our self-preservation. I mean, the last thing we want to do often is go up to that person and say, hey, you know what? I heard you don't like me. And is there a reason for that? No. Oftentimes, many of us don't throw it out on the table like that. If we did, all this stuff would basically go away. Okay? Because you'd be calling it out. But we're too, to some degree, I understand, insecure about doing that. You know? And so oftentimes we kind of feel bad and sad about it. We start wondering what we've done to deserve this. And the next time we see them, we give them like a little small wave and we walk on because we don't want to deal with it. What happens? The other person knows nothing of what's going on, sees you giving the small wave and walking off and saying, man, what happened to her? Why is she being so rude? Okay, has no idea or just doesn't even understand what's going on. Another way of dividing and conquering is telling people lies about each other to divide each other up. So telling one person that you lied and said something about them, dividing up another person by saying something else, and continue to go through that process so that you have a whole group of people that don't speak anymore. And a good reason why people do that is because they don't want their lies to be known, okay? So if somebody's lying and trying to keep people separated, they don't want everybody to come together and fill in the gap of the story, okay? Another reason for it is complete control. I want to control everybody in my environment. I want to control how they think, how they feel, who they talk to, And I want to be the one that everybody comes to get the knowledge and facts, because everybody trusts me to be honest with them. Okay? And that what that does is that divides everybody out, conquers the whole situation, allows the person, quote, unquote, in charge as manipulating to get away with anything they want to get away with, and allowing them to get off scot-free while everybody else feels like sad, upset, mad, angry about all the other people, because apparently all these other people are doing them wrong, which is just not the case. So let's talk about when you're feeling like you're kind of losing it. When we're feeling like we're kind of losing it, oftentimes this is a sign that you are being manipulated. And it begins with your emotions being all over the map. It's all over. You're feeling angry, sad, upset, isolated, all at one time, and not understanding why this is all happening. And usually it's because you're being manipulated to some degree. Oftentimes things that you say by somebody that is manipulating you, they'll take out of context to fight you. Sometimes to put you on the spot, to make you feel bad. And then there you are backing it up. I didn't say that. That's not what I meant. And then it goes a whole nother step further. And then now you are told that you've made them feel bad. You're the reason for their low self-esteem. You're the reason for the problem. You're the problem. Okay. And so as that goes further along, you begin to believe that you are the problem. Okay, because if I tell you that you're the problem long enough, and I tell you you're the one that's going crazy, and you're the one that's acting out of control, and you're the one that needs help, eventually you're gonna start wondering, do I need help? I think I might be the one that needs help. And then you start thinking back into the family and say, well, great Aunt Agnes, she went into a mental facility. Oh my God, maybe I'm becoming Great Aunt Agnes. Maybe they're right. Maybe I am losing it. Maybe I'm the entire problem here. And they're just pointing it out. Over time, your mind will believe absolutely anything that it's told over and over and over again. It's just the way it is. I mean, there's been some clients that I've had that when they were kids, you know, their parents, their mom... it was two different women that I work with, and it's interesting. They're older now. They're in their late 50s, and both of their parents, when they were younger, their parents were getting a divorce, and the mother, and I'm not saying this is across the board and happens a lot, but it happened in these two situations. The mother convinced the child that the dad had sexually abused her, okay? And had told her specifics, not really specifics, but painted the picture of, well, there was one time on XYZ, da 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 da. And the girl was so young at the time that she, both girls began to believe it separately. Later on down the road, this never really happened. It never happened. And it came to pass that it was all a fabrication, because both wives that were getting divorced were very angry with their husbands at the time and used that as a weapon at the time in court and whatever else to also get the daughters to side with them. If that's the case, if I can sit there and tell you, especially at a young age like that, if I can tell you something and you'll actually create the imagery and believe it happened, think about that. And believe it happened, and years later find out it never happened. It wasn't like that. That never even went down. Now think about if you're in a marriage or in a relationship where you hang out with that person, spend time with that person every single day, and they're constantly telling you something, and you're losing it like Grady and Agnes. I mean, kind of having all the signs here. I mean, you're going to start believing it. And you're going to start feeling that insecurity of anything that's lesser than perfect in your past. You're going to bring up into that as they are manipulating you. And it's like your mind is saying, okay, check. That's right. And they're right about that. Another thing, oftentimes when you're being manipulated, is you expect the person to be one way and they're the opposite. So you get home, or you go to work, or whatever it is with this person that's manipulating you, and instead of being the nice person you think they are, they are angry, upset, mad. Or the last time you saw them, they were really angry and upset and yelling, and now they're just the sweetest person you've ever met. So it's like you never know what you're going to get. And when you never know what you're going to get, you never know how to act. So they constantly keep you off from solid ground. They constantly keep you guessing. That is a formulation of manipulation. To keep you guessing. So every situation you go in, you're like, oh my God, what's going on now? So I can't keep it together because I'm too busy not knowing the situation I'm going to go into. It's very interesting. It happens oftentimes because even with something negative, for example, some people use a tool of manipulation where they'll actually bring up something, you know, negative, like a negative surprise to take you off balance and to gain that psychological advantage. You know, it's like, for there's a good example of it is like lowballing in a negotiation situation. And that's like, you know, saying something completely out of context or giving you negative information without warning. So you have little time to prepare and little time to come up with a counter move. And it's interesting, too, that same manipulator might ask for additional concessions from you in order to continue working with you or living with you or what have you. And it's stuff that you didn't even expect. Like what I was saying about earlier, you know, in a manipulation tech, let's say like somebody's buying a house and they come back with a lowball offer, like something completely just off. I mean, just it's just rude. I mean, your response is going to be augmented because one, you didn't expect it. And two, it's rude. And so you have this whole self-defense thing. You have this whole ego thing going on. And then they're going to ask for additional concessions, which just throws you off completely. It's the same thing as being going to a party and running into a good friend you haven't seen. And I've had this happen to me. I've had this happen to me right here. Running into a good friend that you haven't seen in years, that you've always been friends with. You haven't seen. I mean, you've always been positive with. You always love and adore seeing them. And you walk up to them and you go, hey, it's so good to see you. And they go, yeah, go screw off. You're like, excuse me? And they're like, you heard me. And you are completely floored. You have no idea what's going on. You're completely off balance. You have no idea of how to respond. Okay? And what usually happens then? You either get sad. For some people out there, you might even cry. Because you're not expecting it. Some of you might get full on angry and start a fight. Okay? But this is strategy of manipulation right here to get you off target, to make you feel off, not know what to say, what to do, and to completely basically lose your cool and put them in charge. Now they are completely in charge and you're playing by their rules now, baby. That's what they wanted. And it worked, didn't it? It's interesting how we can be scared to say anything in fear of arguments when we're around manipulators too. Eventually, we get manipulated and beaten down so much that we begin to play by their rules without even knowing. And we know that there's certain things we can't even bring up because it'll upset them too much. It's almost like being around an alcoholic. It'll upset them. I can't say that. And so you start censoring yourself. Because you worry that so-and-so is going to get upset if you bring it up. I can't say that. So now you're no longer you anymore. Because you don't want to hurt their feelings. You don't want to say anything. And so now you're being full-on manipulated. And you're allowing it to be. You're not even being yourself anymore. Because you don't want to hurt their feelings. You don't want to get them upset. You don't want to cause an argument. Stay tuned when I return to be talking more about manipulation, manipulation tactics, and how to be aware of it. Check out the website, Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, Burgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Also, go to my YouTube channel, Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. Check out the channel, subscribe, watch the videos, share the videos, like the videos, and let me know what you want to see me do more of on that channel. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about manipulation tactics, ways that people manipulate, how they do it, what they're doing and why they're doing it, and how to be aware of it. It's time to know. It's time to be aware. And it's time to move on. Right before the break, I was talking about how you can feel like you're losing it. Like when you're around a master manipulator, you begin to feel like you're losing your mind. You begin to stop being who you are because you're scared. You don't want to start arguments or fights. So you begin to not really speak about how you feel because you don't want to upset them. You don't want to cause an argument. You don't want to stir up the pot. So what do? You become homogenized. And the more and more homogenized you get, the more and more they want you to be more and more homogenized, and the more you feel that this is the right thing for you. Well, you know, I'm doing what we can to keep the family together. I'm doing what I can to keep the relationship together. This is great. This is perfect. This is going to work out because I'm doing my part. Well, what does that mean? You're actually hiding yourself. You're not being yourself anymore. And in reality, you're hurting yourself, and you're doing this to do what? To fit in? To fit in? To allow them to... You don't even realize you're doing it. You just think that you're just keeping the peace, doing the right thing. When you're being manipulated as well, you find yourself unsure of how to be. You find yourself unsure of how to be. How to be who you need to be. How to be you. You begin to question your actions, your motives, your way of life, who you've been all your life. Because it's funny, when you first meet this manipulator, they love you for who you are. But then later on down the road, or at least they claim that in the beginning. And then later on down the road, when you are yourself being you, they find fault in that. When you're the life of the party, for example, life of the party, everybody's so happy to see you walk in the door. And everybody's, hey, oh my God, it's good to see you. Oh my God, you know, and you leave that party and you're heading home and they're like, you know, I didn't want to tell you, but some people were kind of making fun of you. Do you think that that's just the way to be? I mean, I know that you like to be the life of the party and stuff, but, you know, maybe you should calm it down a little bit. I'm not really sure that you're aware of the way that you're presenting yourself. And I'm there for you, and I care about you. And if whatever you want to do is totally cool, but I just want you to be aware of that because I care about you. It's always very interesting when somebody points out something about us that apparently was cool in the beginning and is no longer cool, but they don't say that they don't like it. They just say, you know, I saw the looks on some people's faces, or, you know, I don't know. And so the next thing you know, you begin to walk in to events and stuff slowly, maybe behind your spouse or the person you're with, kind of become meek, a little meager. You might say hi to people, but you're kind of quiet. Kind of start hiding a little bit, become a wallflower. And people are like, what the heck happened to her? But they have no idea what's going on because you think that all these people were kind of making fun of you, or you feel like, okay, well, you know, this person wouldn't tell me this unless it was true. So now, because they couldn't control you when you were outgoing, now they're full on controlling you. And everybody on the outside has no idea if you're doing drugs, if you're an alcoholic, or you're on some something, because you made a 180 turn and nobody understands. And it's funny how the outside world gets. It's like they don't want to say anything. But then later on down the road, when you finally leave this manipulator, they go, oh, well, we all knew that that person was bad. But they never come up to you. Isn't that funny? I mean, very rarely do they come up to you. And sometimes they do. Sometimes they try to tell you, but you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it. So they try to tell you the truth, and you don't want to hear it. And they get tired of it, and they kind of move on because they realize until you move on and until you see it, you're just going to think they're jerks. And some people don't want to lose friendship over this either, remember? Because they don't know if you're going to stick with that person, whether this person's good or bad, manipulator or whatever. They don't know. They don't want to get in the middle of a relationship and cause chaos, and the next thing you know, you won't speak to them anymore. It's true. I've had that happen before where I had to step in and I had to just voice my opinion because this person was kind of like no longer who they were anymore. It was kind of sad. And I stepped in and I said, hey, I just want to, can we have a conversation? And we had a conversation. I said, you're changing in front of my very eyes. You're a strong person, and I've seen so many changes in your life, and I don't know if it's coming from this over here or this person over here, that's telling you this stuff? And if it's not, then that's no big deal. But I just had to bring it up because you've gone from being this to this. And it's almost like you're avoiding your friends and stuff too, which is fine. If you have an issue with me, that's fine too. But I feel that you're being manipulated or mind controlled to some degree by your new boyfriend. And I've had relationships fall apart that way where they don't want to speak to me. And years later, or a year later, or 2 months later, they call me and apologize because it all hit the fan. Now, whether or not I should have said anything, I don't know. But I feel that when you know that somebody's being manipulated and you can see it happening, and at the surface, they are completely unconscious of it, you got to say something. I mean, being manipulated is very similar to being poisoned. Being manipulated is very similar to being poisoned, slowly poisoned over a period of time, becoming bedridden. Usually, you know, there's situations where that's happened in the past where, a husband or wife begins to slowly poison someone, so that they can take care of them. We can go into that. That's another psychological issue right there, but we're going to focus on manipulation right now. So the way that I mean that slowly poisoning is they're slowly poisoning your mind to be exactly what they want you to be. They take an outgoing, fun, charismatic, just easy, breezy person that loves life and turn them into a quiet wallflower that is scared of talking to other people, who doesn't like to go out anymore, and is at their beck and call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and eventually they're going to continue to... It's not over with. Even if you become that, it's not over with. Okay? Some people will leave you right then and leave you to pick up the pieces of your life and figure it out. Other people will just keep on going because now they got you there, and now you're away from everybody, which makes it easier for them to manipulate you. More often than not, when we're being manipulated, we can feel it. We feel something's off. We feel that something's just not right. And it was interesting the other day when somebody was trying to manipulate me into going their direction. I could feel a little off. I felt, well, to be quite honest with you, used. And it was like they were getting at my heartstrings, and I was kind of feeling bad about the situation, even though it's not something that I can really take care of, okay? I don't really have the means to take care of it. I began to try to figure out, how could I do it? How could I make this a reality? How could I help them in their plight? And it began to take over my whole mental capacity of me trying to figure out how I was going to do it and everything. And I'm thinking, eventually, I was like, why am I even thinking this? But they had manipulated me. And I like to use the victimhood manipulation when I speak of this type of manipulation, victimhood. And I don't know if you've heard of that, because that's very, it's kind of specialized, but a lot of us have been through it. We don't even realize what victimhood manipulation is. And that's really a good example is kind of somebody exaggerating health issues. There's a lot of dependency, codependency. They're deliberately, frail in a way to elicit sympathy. We see their weakness. They play that powerless role, the martyr role, and the purpose of the manipulative victimhood is often, well, to exploit the recipient's goodwill. That guilty conscience, the sense of duty and obligation. And also what? Our protective and nurturing instinct. And we feel like we got to do something. And I've been the victim in the past of victimhood manipulation. I have. Because I want to help everybody in my life. I want to help everybody I can. And I have been basically, I would say, bamboozled out of money that I have worked so hard to earn based on that victimhood manipulation. Because they seem powerless and they're needy and they need this, and at any extreme can I make this happen for them, because I feel bad for them. Because I don't want to be in that position. I'm glad that maybe I might not be in that exact position, but if I could help, I would help. But people use that and prey on people based on that, especially good people and goodwill, to make them do things for them. You can see that in relationships all the time with people that are friends, people that are together, engaged, dating, married. Well, if you love me, basically, it's not what they're saying, but in other words, if you love me, you would do this for me if you cared. If you cared enough, you would help me out because you're the only person I have. You're the only one. You're the only one that cares about me. Now, that's not true. And if that is true, that means that they burned every other bridge in their entire life. They have taken money and been the victimhood of their entire life, and you're the only one buying into it right now. You're the only one buying into it right now, which really kind of sucks. I've been there before, too. Yeah. Well, you're the one buying into it, and you don't realize that everybody else has jumped ship, and you're the one left there holding the bag, and everything they need, they come to you, make you feel bad about it, beat you into submission over it, and there you go, well, I don't really have it to do, but okay, I'll just forgo the water bill, because they need my help. Yeah. This is full-on manipulation centered on people that are good people to get and extract what they want from you. When I return, I'll be talking more about manipulation tactics and also things that end up happening to you throughout your life if you are living with a full-on manipulator. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about manipulation tactics, ways people manipulate you, how they do it, how to be aware of it, and what to do. Because oftentimes we are unaware of it. We don't know that we're being manipulated. Why? Because it doesn't come second nature to us. Because we're not manipulators. You don't have the playbook on you at all times. And so therefore, you have no idea. And usually when somebody's manipulating you, they're manipulating you because you're a good person, a decent person, somebody that won't catch it because they don't manipulate. Makes it easy. You become easy prey. They get whatever they want from you. Dotty-dotty-dotty. You see where this is going. When you're being manipulated, one of the things about that is oftentimes, especially if this person is living with you or married to you, all of a sudden you look around one day and you realize you really don't have any friends around and your family's not around either. It's hard to manipulate somebody when people are constantly telling that person that they're being manipulated because it's obvious to the other people around you, okay? Some of you might have been told that the person you're with is a bad person and so you wish not to discuss it. So you divide yourself from the family. Maybe your spouse told you that your mom or dad had said something bad or that one of your family members was rude to them and mean and called them names. Or maybe they were even racist to them. Anything to divide and conquer. As well as maybe sometimes you might have tried to preserve your marriage and relationship by excommunicating from the family because you believed your spouse over them. What about your friends? A lot of times when you're dealing with a key manipulator, they manipulate you out of having friends, being with them all the time. All of a sudden, your friends have no idea where you are. You have no time for them. They never see you. Interesting. So now you're pretty lonely, stuck in a situation that you're being full-on manipulated by another person that has complete control over you now. Ooh, wow. What a deal. Something I definitely don't want, but I have been there before. And it's interesting when you realize that you're being manipulated, when you realize that the person you're with or the friend or the whoever's manipulating is full on manipulating you, that's when you begin to see the light. And it takes time. It takes time. Because they put it on you a lot, make you feel bad, make you feel insecure. They prey on your insecurities. We all have insecurities. We all feel insecure about something. We all feel like we're not good at something. We're not successful at something that we're going to you know, mess this up, screw this up. We go back into our history books of the things that we did wrong. We go back into our family tree and find the one person that's psychologically imbalanced and go, oh God, maybe that is me too. You begin to find all that. Maybe mom was a bad mom. Maybe your mom wasn't a very good mom, wasn't really there. You know, God bless her. She just didn't have that ability to be a mom. And your husband keeps bringing up the fact about how you're just going to be just as bad as a mom as your mom was. It's obviously genetic in your family. I mean, you're going to be a bad mom too. My God. You know how your mom was with you. I mean, are we looking forward to that down the road? I'm telling you. Manipulation is a way of taking control. And when you find yourself in a situation being manipulated, you've got to take a step back and analyze the situation. The reason why people manipulate is because they're fearful. They're scared. Okay? They're scared of losing control. They feel unworthy. And so they want other people to feel just as unworthy as they are. Okay? It's like putting people down. You put people down to raise you up. And the funny thing is about usually with the manipulator, they don't really ever get raised up. That's why they keep doing it. Because it doesn't work. But it brings you down to their level because now all of a sudden you're not worthy and you're scared and you're not a good enough person anymore. So now everybody's on the same playing field. You're questioning everything in your life. Perfect, because they are already doing that. So now they got you right where they want you. Manipulators have a lack of consciousness too, to some degree. Well, all degrees. Because if you're consciously aware of why you're here on this planet, and you're consciously aware of your spirit level and your soul, and you understand where you came from, you have no time for manipulation. You have no time for it. And you won't ever go to that level because that's not where power comes from. That's not where innate power comes from, being honest and real and authentic. And saying how you feel and being honest and not trying to hide yourself and being you is where power, true power, resides. Power does not come from being manipulated, from being a manipulator, from lying, from cheating, from scamming. Sure, somebody can pull the wool over your eyes for a little while. And they might seem powerful at the time, but they're not, and that will not stay the course. They are unevolved. And they're control freaks because they're so scared, so fearful, and in their minds, so unworthy that they use this tactic to control you and to get you to the same level. It's like the same thing as hardcore drugs, okay? When people are doing drugs, they ask other people if they want some, you know? Think about it. If it was really that great and awesome, people wouldn't be sharing it. Okay? But it brought you down to their level. Now, they don't have to worry about you being better than them. You're doing the cocaine too. Now we're on the same level. Everything's fine. So, you know, a lot of times when people are using manipulation on you, they're doing that for all those reasons. Another way that they might manipulate you is negative humor, pointing out your weaknesses. Oh, that's always a good one. You know, when they use humor to point out your weaknesses and kind of laugh about it. And they normally do that with other people around too, you know? And some people will laugh and some people will be like, ooh, God, you know? But a lot of times people don't catch it. Also, they can use that tactic because it doesn't seem mean, because there's humor involved. So it seems kind of funny. You know, also the silent treatment is another way of manipulation. People that use the silent treatment use that to keep the power. So if you text them or call them or reach out to them in some way and they do not respond, they are power playing you to some degree using that silent treatment so that they can put it on their level and respond only when they feel accordingly that they need to, or if they ever want to. Now, let me get this straight. Some people are extremely busy, right? But I'll tell you one thing. Many people are busy and they might not return calls or texts and it might take a while, okay? But I'm talking about somebody that's very close to you, that you have a close connection with. When they do that silent treatment and they use that That is a method of manipulation, by deliberately not responding. And they take that power by making you wait. And also, what happens? It places doubt and uncertainty in your mind. It's a head game. And silence is used as the leverage. It's a head game. Makes you wonder, oh gosh, you know, is everything okay? I hope we're still friends. I hope everything's okay. I really love them. And I got to see them. Oh my God. Seriously. It's a head game. It's interesting that victimhood is also a very interesting one, where, you know, the person is the victim and makes you feel bad so that they get this help from you. Usually financial help. Not always financial help, but usually financial help. And that's always very interesting. What about guilt baiting? Guilt baiting is an interesting one too, where somebody unreasonably blames you and they target your sensitive spots. And they hold you responsible for their happiness. So a manipulator will hold you responsible for their happiness or unhappiness or their successes or their failures, usually their failures and their unhappiness, saying that you're the reason why their life is tanking, you're the reason why everything's falling apart, you're the reason why they can't get this job or they can't move on or whatever it is. And what does that mean? You are now to blame. Because a manipulator who, what? They always find someone else to blame. It's not themselves. They manipulate themselves out of all blame. That's part of being a manipulator. So if you're being manipulated right now and this show is resonating with your current life, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to move on? Because either that person needs to get some therapy, you obviously need to get some therapy too, because this stuff causes pain and agony through a lifetime. It can cause PTSD, it can cause a lot of other issues, because it gets to the point sometimes where you're being so full on manipulated that you can't even be yourself anymore, and if the relationship ends or whatever, you don't even know who you are, okay? You don't even know how to be you, because you've been thrown into this, you know, this vacuum cleaner and then thrown back out and tossed in the trash, and you have no idea what's going on. And so, if you think about it, if you're being manipulated on any way, shape, or form, sit back and look at the situation as a scientific experiment. If this is happening at home, or work, or with your so-called best friend. From now on out, don't take it personally. I know that's easier said than done, but what I'm telling you, you can definitely do. Stop taking it personally, at least for a little while. Be able to step back, and the next time you have an interaction with a person who is manipulator number one, listen to them as if you are writing a scientific experiment, as if you're in a classroom, and see them as a laboratory test, watching them. Like you're in a lab experiencing something and watching them in their natural habitat. And then and only then will you begin to understand exactly what's happening, how to act accordingly, and what you can do to get your life back on track. You got one life to live, and you do not need to be manipulated through this entire life. If you'd like to start working with me to overcome this relationship and these challenges, go to ashleyburgess.com, click on that contact page, send me a note, and I will respond within 48 hours. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.